Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad to have you with me, mostly that you are studying the Word of God, praying that this is a blessing to you, and that you're being inspired to read the Word of God on your own. We know that God is our true teacher. He teaches us by His Holy Spirit, and so that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin these studies. So pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, once again, here we sit before Your Word, and like as we're before Your feet, and we want to be taught of You today. And Lord, so we ask that You would fulfill Your promise of Your Word, that You would lead us and guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit, and that You would empower us to live according to that truth as we learn what You have for us to know. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless You today. Thank You for Your Word, and we give You praise for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, What Accusation Do You Bring? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 18, and verse 29. John the Apostle wrote how the high priests and officers led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. And in chapter 18, and verse 29 of his book, John shared how Pilate asked, What accusation bring you against this man? Where we read, Pilate then went out to them and said, What accusation bring you against this man? The verse reads, Pilate then went out unto them and said. John began with the words Pilate then, which means Pilate, whose name means armed with a spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria at that time, went out unto them, or proceeded and went forward to the Jewish religious leaders, and said, which means and uttered, declared, and proclaimed the following words. John shared how the Roman procurator named Pilate went forth to meet with the Jewish leaders who brought Jesus to the praetorium. The verse continues, What accusation bring you against this man? John added the words, What accusation or what criminal charge bring you against this man? Which means, do you, Jewish religious leaders, carry or apply in opposition to this male human being? John shared how Pilate wanted to know the criminal charge the Jewish religious leaders had against Jesus. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn or we see how Pilate had to come out to where the Jewish leaders were because they would not enter this hall of judgment or they would be defiled. Pilate's first question to them concerned the criminal charge they had against this man. Though they had no charge with which to accuse Jesus, we shall see that they manufactured one. These wicked people desired Jesus to be dead and out of their lives. However, they did not realize they were only part of God's plan to give His Son Jesus to die for the sins of all humanity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. You can see Romans 3:23 and 6:23 for those verses. The criminal charges were against all mankind. And Jesus came to pay the price for those charges. God loves people. And as we examine all Jesus did for the salvation of man, let us yield our lives to Him as our personal Savior and Lord. Next time we see John share how the accusers of Jesus say, If He were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered Him up unto you. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.